Everybody, I think before we get started, I think we should all go out and buy lottery tickets today, because today is 2/2/22.
Do you have the winning numbers?
Possibly. I'm in Florida right now, so I'm going to get a Florida ticket.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. All right. So I'll call the meeting for the Land Bank, Steuben County Land Bank Corporation, February meeting to order. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved, Scott. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Let's go right down to treasurer's report. We have a balance of $397,993.56. Right, Mitch?
That's correct.
Anybody have any questions about that? Mitch, the difference was like a little over 12,000 from last month. And what was that attributed to?
Let me take a look.
Just roughly, is it the basic expenses that we were incurring in previous months?
Yeah, it's Arbor quarterly.
Yeah, we paid. Yeah, we paid Arbor the first quarter of 22, and we really don't have a whole lot of carrying costs from properties, just because we really only are paying utility bills and such on the state Route 54 property. So.
So most of it was for Arbor then.
Correct.
Great. All righty. Anybody have any questions on that? If not, we'll move on to project updates. Chris, how are we doing?
So far, so good. If it's okay, we'd like to move the State Route 54 discussion for executive session.
Sure.
Be easier to discuss that. So moving along, 44 Upper Farnham is with Attorney Squires, and the process is moving along. We anticipate to close that within the next month. If you remember correctly, we kind of executed a purchase offer with the adjoining neighbor for him to purchase the lot.
Yes. And what was the price again? I forget. $1,000?
No. $1,500.
All right, we'll take care of that one. We'll move right on to Habitat update.
Yep, so Habitat, I was emailing Lisa last night. let me pull it up here, I'm sorry. All right, so they have one of the two homes is under contract. Both have their CFO, so they've both been completed with the renovations, and they expect the second one to be under contract within the next 3 months. So it sounds like those two properties are moving along quite well. So hopefully by next meeting, you know, we'll have the good news that the second one is under, and close these early or late Q1, early Q2, and be reimbursed for those two projects.
Great. That sounds good. So that's moving along. Mm-hmm. Anything else on Habitat?
At this moment, no.
Okay. So let's go to eviction moratorium. This is, it's good news, right?
Depends on from what vantage point.
I'm talking from our vantage point.
Yes.
I'd say it's wonderful news.
So I actually wanted Jen to speak on this matter. So she has the rulings that were attached.
So at this point, we had a discussion earlier about this with Kathy in the first committee this morning, and I have the guidance in front of me. I will distribute it to the legislature and anybody else that requests it. It is about 6 pages long still, so it's not real easy, but to interpret, but the moratorium is in effect lifted. However, as Ms. Fitzpatrick had discussed earlier, that there are still some ways that if you if the tenant has applied for a Tenant Safe Harbor Act or COVID Emergency Rental Assistance Program, it may be stayed during the pendency of those applications being completed by the entity overseeing them. So we still have that piece of this going on. With that said, I mean, if we had properties that were of interest to the land bank that had tenants in it, we could walk through the process to see what's going on. There's also always the, you know, they're causing destruction to the property, nuisance sort of arguments that have been there all along. And I think we had some success with evictions during this moratorium. We still were able to get a couple people evicted. So there's no general rule except that we're back. I think we're back in town in local courts. We're not in county court. So we're resuming some normalcy, but we have these programs that still stay if they've applied.
So does that mean we can start to schedule an auction?
Nope. So that's a different topic. The eviction is separate than the tax foreclosure, the in rem. It's all being handled since the beginning in the same executive orders and administrative orders. So Tammy's going to get into more detail at finance this month on the county side with regard to where we are in the in rem foreclosures. Those are allowed to proceed. However, every single property that you want to proceed against has to go through now a case conference process. So Tammy and I are talking about this behind the scenes, working on how to prioritize and maybe do a batch to see how it works out and how many people are showing up for these case conferences. And are the judges all going to be consistently allowing one case conference, or are we going to end up with 10 case conferences on each property? It's just a little unclear. But we are going to present a rough game plan to finance to start that process, because I think we will have by the end of March, Mitch, correct me, but I think we're looking at something like 300, 350 properties that we would have to case conference each case in order to proceed. And I'm not confident that the case conferencing aspect is going away. That is now part of the mortgage foreclosure process by state law. They did that about a decade ago. I have a feeling this may become part of our in-rem procedure. So I guess we will have properties. We just don't have... We don't have a timeline on how quickly we're going to be able to move through the case conferencing or what the courts are going to do. But we're going to give it a whirl here, I think, this spring and see what happens.
From experience in my prior life, the conference aspect could easily push it out at least a year.
It's tedious. I had many in private practice myself, Mr. Brewer, where they would have no plan to pay. Yep. Say, I have no plan to pay. And the judge would say, well, let's come back in a month and see if things have changed. Yep.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
But that's a little different in that, you know, we have statutory guidelines and rules that say if you didn't pay by March 3rd, 2020, you don't have the right to pay anymore. So those are the ones we're going to start out with, because we have a solid argument that this is not pandemic related. Let's start with those.
Yeah, and where would... Very good. Oh, you got a lot of them. What court would it go to?
It's Supreme Court. So that's another question. Our Supreme Court judge here is acting. He's not official. So I don't know. And I know he's backlogged. I don't know if Rochester is going to assist and send down some help from Rochester to do this. They've done that in years past. After Judge Furfer retired, they sent down Judge Naska, who did these for us when we were just doing regular foreclosures. So that's a question in the air too, because I know Judge McAllister just doesn't have the time to do all this. So hopefully Rochester will assist.
Go ahead, Chris, you were going to say?
Yeah, it just sounds like we're going to have a couple tranches of properties to look at over the next, you know, 6 months or so. And, you know, work collectively as a group, and even with our counterparts, the codes offices throughout the county, to figure out which ones are good rehab candidates versus demo candidates. And, you know, that's going to be at the forefront here very soon. And we do have a list already started from Hornell and Riverside and Corning. So we'll just need to build on that.
Am I on that list, Chris?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Addison as well.
25 Tuscarora?
Yep.
Yeah, and I think somehow we need to try to find properties outside of those three regions, because that's where we've kind of been focused heavily.
Sure.
Ever since we started this land bank. So any of them in any other townships that we think would be a good opportunity, I think, in my opinion, would come to the front of the line.
Yep. I agree. And Chris, didn't you get a list from some of the municipalities last year?
I did, but like Scott said, they're from the people that have been involved since day one, where the outlying municipalities that really haven't been involved. It's tough to get their attention at times.
Hey, Scott, have we ever done anything in the village of Canisteo or the village of Arkport?
Arkport, South Dansville, we did, not Arkport, very close, but Greenwood.
No. I don't remember Canisteo, no.
No, not Canisteo, but Greenwood.
And I kind of envision
with Tammy's list,
we can look at the 150 that we can proceed with, giving them to the land bank and the legislature and trying to come up with, I don't want to have 150 case conferences because that's all I'll be doing for the rest of the year, but maybe come up with a list of 30. Mm. That would be one or two that the land bank might be interested in if they're not redeemed. The ones that we think we could sell that we wouldn't have to maintain during the winter if things go awry. Like, we're going to have to come up with priorities and somehow get a priority list for everybody that accomplishes everybody's goals.
Yep, I agree.
And how will we get that priority list?
I think Tammy's going to bring that to finance and discuss it with that committee on how the legislature would like to proceed with getting a list and, you know, who's going to have the authority and what the priorities are. And
there was a discussion at the last meeting about a property in Wayland, which actually is bordering Mr. Malter's property. Mm-hmm. And he saw it in the minutes and came and talked to me today. And he said that property was bought at an auction for $2,000. Well, I don't know what it was bought for. And then the guy who bought it ended up in jail, and he sold it to his inmate roommate for $2,000. John has tried to buy it. He said he would buy it, pay the back taxes, and take care of the property because it borders his. But the guy, the other inmate that now owns it, wants $6,000. And he said, I'm not paying, you know. So it's kind of held in, John's talking to the mother of the inmate, and she says, well, she paid the taxes on it to keep it current. But when Junior gets out, he's going to come down and renovate the property and flip it, which is probably never going to happen.
Yeah. I believe this is the one that Vince, recommended against the county actually doing the demo because it was too close to the
area. It was right on a corner. Oh,
yeah.
And the excavator operators weren't comfortable
Hanging utilities and right on the corner.
Yeah.
So that one was a tough one.
So if the taxes are paid, we can't do anything about it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And because it's a tough one that the county didn't want to try taking down, I think we just let that one go and wish John good luck.
Yes, exactly. All right. So the next step is that Tammy's going to provide a list to the finance committee, and we go from there to set a priority. Some of you will set priorities on what ones we can look at to get started.
Yeah, once that's out, Arbor and I will begin to sort through the properties and which ones are worth it and not.
Okay. There's no requirements, though, as far as demolition versus rehab right now, right? Because we've met we've met our goals?
That's correct. We're completely unrestricted at this point.
Okay. What about future funding?
Good question. It's right now it's up in the air. There are a couple state programs that Steuben County Land Bank does not fit into, and they're mostly in certain census tracts that are majority of minorities in the area. So we tried to push a couple census tracts to see if they'd work, and they didn't. So right now there aren't any programs, but I'm sure something will, you know, pop up here at some point.
I know there was a discussion in the last meeting about ARPA funds, if there's leftover money, which probably won't be, that some of the municipalities have suggested that some of that extra money would go to, should go to the land bank.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Me too. What do we have to do to do that? Just wait and see?
I've never heard of extra money.
Well,
yeah. Well, it really, in my view, depends upon how much, you know, the county legislature is looking to allocate, or if the land bank wants to request of the county legislature a specific allocation. If it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars range, again, you could the county legislature could wait, like they took with one of the requests today, or they could fund it. It's just a matter of process. If there's strong opinions to inject money into the land bank at this point, there's no reason that couldn't happen. But it's also something that could wait too. So really, it's just if someone has a strong enough opinion to bring it forward and move it.
Hilda, Mark here. I'm sorry, I was late. I'm so sorry. My other meeting ran over. I was on another Zoom call.
We just gave all the responsibilities of everything for the next 2 months to you.
Oh, great. Wonderful. my thought on if there are, you know, funds, ARPA funds, I was one who, you know, wrote a letter to Jack that I think a good use is the land bank, because I think that's the fairest way to distribute it amongst municipalities, because then every municipality has an opportunity to apply through the land bank. And then this board sits, you know, in judges those, you know, proposals. And I think if money just goes to individual municipalities for specific projects, it may be perceived as some unfairness, whereas I think this board is perceived as a fair board, and everybody has a shot to fix up housing in their community if they, you know, find properties and come forward. That's my only thought on that money. I just think this board is a fair way of everybody having a shot at it.
Yeah, and Mark, in the previous meeting, the discussion happened again regarding this, and that was sort of the sense that I perceived from the group of the committee of the legislature, that in terms of municipal projects, that, you know, we all work together in some way, you know, for the land bank, and it is equitable. So it seemed to, again, receive good response.
Yeah, and you're right, Mark. It's the best way to spread it around any municipality that wants to participate versus... We have them contacting us directly wanting money for their own pet projects. And if you do it for one, you have to do it for many. So yeah. I agree that the land bank is the best vehicle to do that.
So how would you like to do that? Should we just hold off and wait?
Yeah, I think it's a process that you get the list.
Okay.
You determine how much lifting you have to do, and do you have the resources to do it? And then you could go back to the county and say, we have these projects, we think they're all worthwhile. If we could get another whatever,
perfect,
you know, and then let them decide.
Yeah, and I know the restrictions are going away for the land bank, you know, because we're recycling the funds. But if the state has more grant funds available, hopefully in the future, obviously those are going to come with the strings.
Right.
That county funds can be wholly unrestricted. So especially in my view, if there's property identified that it, individuals might not meet the AMI because of the eventual selling point,
right?
Those are, in my view, ripe for county funds to be able to utilize to then replenish, you know, more surplus into the land bank.
Yeah, because we have, I mean, we've looked at some of those and we have decided not to touch them because you'd never be able to get rid of them and meet the requirements.
We've already seen that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. So we should wait and see what happens at finance and then maybe proceed next month to bring it to AIP to just do what we did earlier, is maybe put it on the back burner until it gets closer.
Yeah, it might be a couple months out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Anything else on the eviction moratorium?
So I'm sorry, Hilda, I missed. When was the moratorium? Is it expiring or not expiring?
So Jen can fill us in, right? Doing a quick summary.
Hi, Mark. So the eviction moratorium has basically been lifted, but there are a couple of little nuances that have been left. Just to give you a brief summary, that if the tenant is seeking some of this Tenant Safe House, Safe Harbor Act or COVID relief money, the ERP money, that there's then a stay as they go through the process of trying to receive money to pay the back rent.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go into executive session. Does anybody have anything else before we go into executive session? If not, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss? You were going to tell, I think somebody was going to say, was it Chris?
Sale of property.
Yeah. Sale of property. Okay.
So moved, Jack.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We are now in executive session. Executive session.
So move, Scott.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anyone opposed? No. Motion carried. We are back in regular session. So do I have a motion to give Chris, and that's what I think the motion is, right? Give Chris the authority to work with Maggie on the price for our property on Route 54.
So moved, Jack.
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion's carried. Anything else? If not,
weather report from Florida, Hilda.
Oh my God, you don't want to know. It is like 80 degrees and sunny here. I'm sorry. I'm looking out the window and it's really hard to be inside.
You're right. I shouldn't have asked. Bye-bye, Hilda.
So our next meeting is March 2nd, 11 o'clock. And don't forget, go out and buy a lottery ticket today, guys. It could be a lucky day for you. You could be down in Florida.
Hey, Hilda. Hilda, yes. Save me a spot on the beach. I'll be down there in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
No move.
Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Thanks guys. See you soon.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Bye.